This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Some people choose to have children, others don't, and some people want kids but struggle to have them. Then there's the dinks, dual income, no kids, who have become their own new viral trend. And to be honest, I'm not really sure why.
Gender, sexuality and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren Rosewarne.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
I thought the dink was a relatively new term, but I just asked Gary Wilson, our newsreader, and he knew straight away.
Yeah, I think this, for most of my life, I've been aware of this term. It's kind of like, to me, I couple it with the pink dollar. If you remember about decade and a half ago, you know, it was always going to be the key to economic, the economics
That's
of any
right.
business lay in all that disposable income that the gays had. And it was just, I think it's very much this demographic that is seen as, that can be harnessed for economic purposes. And that's where sort of that lay dinks first came on my radar anyway.
Do we know how many people choose not to have kids? Has that ever
It's about a quarter. It's about a quarter of people, at least, sorry, I should say, it's a quarter of women who don't, and that's the best data that we've got, is a quarter of women won't have a baby in Australia.
What's this new viral trend that is featuring, I want to say something else, but I'm going to say dinks.
Yeah, so dinks are going on social media. It's seemingly predominantly on TikTok, although I have seen it in other places, where they're discussing how they spend their money because they've got two incomes, no children, which means more disposable income than a couple who did have kids. So they talk about things like, you know, their discretional income means they can spend $8 on a latte or plan a trip to Europe or take up expensive hobbies like golf.
Now, I'm just thinking about it. If they're spending that much money, maybe they really are the equivalent of a single income and kind of the points mute.
There's that. There's also the argument that people who have similar incomes tend to couple with someone at a similar income level. So these are probably people who are skewed towards a higher income anyway. And therefore, even if they had kids, they'd probably be better off than average anyway. I think there's also something to be said for what is the kind of person who feels comfortable talking about this stuff on social media? I don't know. It's not as though I'm particularly have sort of shame or embarrassment about money, but I couldn't imagine recording a video of myself documenting in an ostentatious way that is intended to draw comparisons with other people how I spend my money. It feels very weird.
I must admit, I saw them today and I was rolling my eyes. It seems to me, you know, quite self-indulgent and also insensitive. I mean, there's nothing wrong with choosing not to have kids, but why would you rub it into others? I mean, there's people who really do want to have kids and struggle to. So I just think it's rude.
And it's also very much in line with choice, in the sense, if we're a culture, I certainly am, I know you are, that we value other people's ability to make their own choices. Why then is it that somehow my choices are, I need to not only tell you my choices, but then do it in a way that seems to make your choices look less good? And that's where, for me, it feels a bit weird, is that, you know, look, they'd argue they've been made to feel bad about their choices. And this is certainly something you hear from people without kids. Now, I have never, and I know you don't have any either, neither of us have kids. I don't know about you, Warren, but I've never been asked, why don't you have kids? And I think this is something that maybe if you're married, it's a question you get more often. But if I'd been asked a question that was like that, I'd shut it down the first time. You're not going to be asking me 12 times because I won't have you in my life anymore. That's just now getting into the territory of weird. But they'd say they're recording these videos to showcase they're not actually in some sort of negative predicament. Rather, having no kids frees them up to do things like golf and go to Europe.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne about dinks, dual income, no kids. I saw one of them said eating at restaurants every night. I'm just thinking, I mean, that just flies in the face of those who are facing cost of living pressures at the moment, isn't it, though? I mean,
it's just
sticking the finger up.
And that's, I think, what makes me feel uncomfortable as well, is that there'll be people who have dual incomes who potentially have four incomes in the sense that they're working two jobs each and still can't afford to do those things and may not have kids. And I think this idea that somehow not having kids is the key to economic freedom is also problematic, because there's lots of people who are, you know, without kids, whether they want them or not, and still can't afford to do all of those things. I think there's the privilege aspect there of being high income earners that they're not acknowledging. Not to mention the fact that, yeah, kids are expensive, but those expenses are also their own aspects of economics, and the fact that living costs are going up for everybody, regardless of whether you have kids or not.
I love how they say, you know, we get into snobby hobbies like skiing and golfing. And I can tell you, I mean, I love skiing. It's damn expensive. And I'm grateful that I've got the, you know, I'm lucky that I can do it. And, excuse me, my father told me when I was a kid, never boast about it. So I can tell you that on the slopes, these dinks are the loudmouth dickheads on the slopes.
Yeah, I think researchers will talk about this as conspicuous consumption and the idea of sort of flaunting your wealth. And it's always sat uncomfortably with me for lots of reasons, because I think even though your intention may not be to shame others, that is often what happens because, you know, you just living your life is one thing, but you're not just living your life and enjoying your skiing. If you're filming a video boasting that this is a consequence of not having children, I think they're quite two different things. There's one just doing the thing that your income allows it versus the one that's, you know, links it to not having kids and therefore somehow makes it a moral choice.
Exactly. Now, if you're spending $8 on lattes, I'm wondering, let's get to the, I mean, these people look really, really young, which is great, but let's get to, you know, maybe the 65-year-old age or what have you. I wonder who's going to have the better superannuation and retirement. Will the roles reverse because they've spent it all on their $8 lattes, whereas we're, you know, sticking to our little instant coffees?
And that was one part of one of these videos that I saw, Warren, that sort of struck me as odd, where it was an American video where they said they're cleaning out their 401ks. Now, that's their equivalent in the US of superannuation for us. Uh-huh. Why would you be doing that? These people looked younger than me. They looked in their sort of late 20s, early 30s. Why would you be doing that? That raises for me, forget the children, no children, really poor financial choices. I mean, I'm not in any respect some sort of, you know, financial planner or even able to give good advice. Mm. But the one thing I can say is emptying your retirement funds while you're in your 30s to play golf doesn't sound ideal.
Here's another thought too, Lauren. I mean, who's going to take care of them when they get older? Is it the other people's kids that they've made fun of?
Yeah, look, this is actually a question I think we've probably all who don't have kids have thought about, you know, in that sense of what will happen to me. I wonder whether they're thinking about that if they are spending their retirement, because, like, that's very much how I think about my superannuation, is that, you know, even if my reckless decisions put me in a bit of a jam, at least I have my superannuation kind of thing. But that idea of, yeah, not having children, you're going to then be expected in some respect to have, you know, put in place provisions for yourself as you age, because if you don't have kids, you can't be relying on them to get you out of your jams.
And you'll need the money to pay for the retirement home. It won't be there. You've drunk it in lattes.
You drunk it on lattes and spent it on the golf course.
Lauren, great to chat with you. We'll chat to you next week for our final one for the year.
Oh, for our final one.
I know. Talk to you then. See you next week. That's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.